Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and live from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. This is Dr. John Stamey, and I want to welcome you to ScaryCast. What a great show we've got tonight. We've got a really cool guest, and our co-hosts will be joining us shortly. Now, Robin McCray, the queen of ScaryCast, is in a plane on the way back from the Nebraska Bigfoot Conference. And Devin Tate is at the Magic Castle doing an event in Los Angeles. So he's got a hall pass. Dr. Trey Dunaway will be back with us here in shortly. So anyway, we're glad to have everybody here. And Nick Burnett is here with us, our guest from beautiful, sunny Alabama. How are you doing, Nick?
I'm all right, my friend. How are you?
Doing really well. So you're a multi-talented guy. You're a filmmaker, you're an actor, and you participate in events. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I mean, I really didn't, when all this stuff started, when I got into acting and things like that, I mean, we didn't really come from that kind of stuff. You know, I was in the Army when I kind of got an interest for this stuff. And when I came out of the Army, I put in my first, audition or whatever. And, I got a small role on Cobra Kai. And from that, I just started making more and more friends. I mean, you don't get into this business to get rich, but, just more and more friends. And it opened up a lot of different TV shows and independent films and, just one thing jumped to another, really.
Well, that's great. And so what have you – the reason you're here is because you are a buddy of our good friend Kevin Holland of The Walking Dead. So how did you meet Kevin?
I've known Kevin. We kind of grew up around the same area, same neighborhood. I've known Kevin for years. And when I first got involved in film, which was – Not very long before Kevin got involved in everything. Me and him just kind of wound up linking up. And when we started The Walking Dead, which was season 10, we kind of started riding together and everything. I mean, like I said, we've known each other forever, but we were kind of like a team, you know. So we would go out and, make the best of a trip and stay out there for a week or two or however long. So, Kevin's kind of my partner in crime in this whole thing.
Well, that's great. So, and he couldn't be with us tonight, but we're certainly glad you're here. So tell us a little bit more. You've got a film production company, don't you?
Yeah, me and two other business partners, Joe Sharkey, he's from Ireland, and then I have Sean Kelly, he's also from Alabama. We kind of we had done a couple short films together that had won some awards in like the Toronto Film Festival and New York Film Festival. We shot a film called Siobhan with another friend of Joe's. So we just decided to kind of branch off and start our own little thing. And they're fixing to release. Joe had just done a film in Ireland that we produced, and it is called Crook in the Creek. It's in film festivals all over the world right now. But as soon as it comes out of the festivals, it'll be released soon. But you guys can go on, like, Elimination Entertainment on, like, Instagram, and y'all can see some of the work that, that we've done and that Joe's done. And, it's kind of like a small family kind of thing. We just, everybody does their part, and it's lower budget, but it's great quality because, we invest in self and kind of, really try to learn all the parts of the film industry that we can, that's accessible to us.
Right. Well, that's great because that's really what you have to do when you have a smaller film company or any kind of a small media company. Everyone has to learn every part of it, correct?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, we've got a pretty good little group. It's not just me, Joe, and Sean. We've got Rory Gardner. He's one of our editors. Like, that guy's amazing. And we kind of we kind of piggyback off each other's projects, you know, and, you know, if I know a good cinematographer, then I'll bring him on and, you know, and we'll shoot the best, you know, the best version of a film we can shoot. Or if Joe knows somebody, he brings them on. And it kind of helps everybody, because it's the more people you know, the better, you know. And then if everybody's in there to for the main cause, you know, to make whatever we're making, everybody kind of puts in 110%. So it works out pretty well.
Well, that's great. Well, now, what films do you have in the works right now? Or, you know, just at least how much can you tell us about the films that you've got in the works?
Well, I mean, that's the thing. Like, you know, we've got NDAs and all that stuff, of course. But I have, let's see, I have a few films that are, we're kind of in pre-production, I guess you'd say. As soon as Joe gets here, we're going to kick off a film called Beast of Burden. And it is about, it's basically about two brothers. It's about two brothers, and one of them is kind of a wild card. And they're kind of in a situation. I can't really give a synopsis on that yet, but. And then we also have another one called Pink Mist. It's about some prior service military guys. And basically, you know, they've done all this stuff for the military for so long and have made bare minimum. And most of them are starving or, you know, having troubles in the civilian side. So they decide to do a job kind of on their own, you know, same kind of operation they would do overseas, but it's kind of a twisty-turny. Kind of action film that we're going to get. But I got to get Joe here first. He's working on, you know, getting all his stuff squared away in Ireland so he can fly over. But hopefully before the first of the year, we'll have Joe here. And, you know, we've got locations nailed out and everything. So it should go pretty smooth for those two. And then we'll release to maybe Amazon or something like that. But and then we've got another comedy project that we're working on. I've got a pretty decent following on like TikTok. So some of my followers have like way more followers than me. And we're trying to kind of integrate that into the crowdfunding process. So like, let's say you have 1 million followers and you want to get in the film industry, then, you know, we can have an acting coach on set to kind of put you through, you know, a crash course or whatever. And we film a comedy with, you know, comedy people that are off of TikTok, and then that brings in millions of views, because, you know, if they put the trailer out, then, you know, it's free marketing. So we're kind of taking a different approach. Yeah.
Well, that's really cool. So if you have millions of followers and millions of viewers, do you have a chance to like get that, get some kind of a realistic distribution with that?
I mean, it's kind of like a, you know, like a crowdfund effort, like you would normally do. See, I have like 12,000 followers, but I know two of my followers have over 2 million each. So, you know, if they put out a crowdfund effort for production, you know, and say, hey, do you want to see me in this film? If you do, you know, put in a dollar or whatever you can put in, or if not, just share the link. I mean, that's free promotion. You would have to pay. You know, I mean, you'd have to pay $100,000 to get 1 million people to see something. So it's kind of all about how you know, you're thinking outside the box, really, because we don't have, you know, these Hollywood investors that a lot of people in Hollywood have, you know, so we have to really just kind of think outside the box with stuff.
Right. Well, that makes sense. And that's a really interesting way of doing that. So, you know, and we certainly wish you the best of luck on all that. I mean, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
So, yeah, exactly. And so you will get back with us with links
for
to
sure.
That and everything, right?
For sure, yeah.
Well, that's really good. So anyway, you've got that going on, and you and Kevin actually started with as buddies on the set of The Walking Dead, correct?
Absolutely, yep. Yep, we worked pretty much all of season 10. We were walkers, and we kind of just, went in there with a mindset of it's you know, this is going to be fun. It's kind of a once in a lifetime thing to just go be on the set of something so huge. And then we made friends, you know, and then, you know, you make friends with different people and kind of climb the ladders in there. And I mean, we don't have like, I'm not Norman Reedus, obviously, but like, you know, we met so many people
that
worked on other things. Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Right.
I'm sorry. That was a little joke. Well, you're not. This is not Norman.
I know that. But yeah, I mean, yeah. You know, it works into different things, you know. But we took it as just something fun at first, you know, and then we started making money doing it, you know, and being able to kind of step away from the normal 9-to-5 and into this stuff was fun, you know. It was different than you would think it would be.
Right. Well, I'm sure you wouldn't trade that for anything. Now, I've got to ask you a question. Gary Cass and I have a very good friend named Sonia Thompson. She is considered one of the premier female zombies of all time. She was the one who in season 2 was all over the press and everything from in fact, she was on Time Magazine, cover the Time Magazine back when Time Magazine was, how can we put it, relevant. Sorry to say that, but you know, back when it was relevant. So anyway, and I don't know if you know Sonia or not.
I'm sure I do. You know, like I said, there were so many people there that were, you know, once you fall into different groups. I mean, me and Kevin even kind of went really different ways, you know, because we had so many groups coming at us. I mean, we didn't go different ways, but there was just so many opportunities opened up for both of us. Like it was fast and. I don't think either one of us were prepared to meet all the people we met and meet all the cool connections and genuine friendships that, you know, we made out there. So yeah, I think I know her, but I can't be 100%, you know.
Yeah, she's a good friend, and she was at the Georgia Bigfoot Conference with us this past weekend before last, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I heard about
that. Well, I tell you what, we are having technical difficulties. And I would like to invite you back the week after next, because our conversation is going to die here. So could we have you back week after next?
Absolutely.
And continue this conversation? All right. Well, look, thank
you
very much, because we're losing power and going to have to go check out with the cell phone company tomorrow. So I wanted to say thank you very much for being with us a little bit here.
Thank you.
And we'll have
me.
You back 2 weeks from tonight. And thanks a lot. And we'll be back on the one, the only ScaryCast. So thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Bye-bye.